Humans are innately attracted to nature. That's even got a name, biophilia. But as employees work longer and longer hours, the time spent outdoors gets shorter and shorter. That's why more and more organizations are bringing the outdoors inside. Researchers say an office space that includes elements from nature will inevitably help enhance productivity. Kerry Cooper is a professor of organizational psychology and health at the University of Manchester in England. I spoke with him about the growing trend of biophilia as part of our special report, The Federal Office of the Future.
What's happened, I think, is that all business offices, or many business offices across the world, not just in the United States or Britain, but across most of the developed world, is now open plan in one form or another. And what is happening, which I think is quite fascinating, is that everybody's now into designing offices that are what they call biophilic designs. That means effectively bringing nature into the work environment. If you think about most people in the developed world now are working longer hours. There are fewer of them. They're spending more of their waking time in their office than they are at home. And so it's actually trying to create a work environment that feels natural, that brings nature into the office. Now, there's several ways of doing that. One way is to bring plants in. It's the coloring of the carpet. It's the paint work that you have. It's locating your offices near water or greenery. So it's also bringing nature in that way into the office. It's trying to calm people down. Given that most workplaces now are extremely stressful because there are fewer people in them, they're doing more work than ever before, they're being overloaded with emails and all sorts of technology, and it's to kind of chill the environment, in a sense, to make it more natural, more relaxing, and to create a higher level of well-being.
And so, as you said, most of the offices being designed, and that's true in the U.S. federal government also, are open plan as they do this. And isn't that inherently stressful because there's no privacy, there's nowhere to keep anything, and everything you do, every time you pick your nose, somebody can see you?
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. The problem we have is, for economic and other reasons, many offices are open plan. In fact, most, in the private sector, public sector, and so on. And it is inherently stressful because you hear other people talking while you're trying to concentrate and so on. So anything we can do to design the workplace to enhance well-being, we need to do. Whether that means separating off desks a bit further apart, but I think the important thing is to try to make the work environment commune with nature a bit more, because people feel more relaxed in a natural setting, when they're walking in a green field, or when they can hear the kind of trickle of a stream. So anything we can do that in some way brings nature into the work environment, or we think about where we place intense work environments in the future. So if we have offices that are really, well, if you take a look at Silicon Valley, look where it's located, look what they do in what is a very high-pressured, high-stressed work environment in IT. And if you'll notice, they bring nature in. There's lots of greenery around. They have fountains inside the buildings. They do everything they can to kind of chill the environment in some form or another.
And so if you have an older building that might be retrofitted and even walls removed, but yet it's got standard thick masonry walls and not big windows, and it might be in an urban environment, what can you do with what you have in terms of siting and placement to make that kind of biophilic look to it?
Well, you can. I mean, designers are clever these days. They can do a whole load of things inside, even old buildings. By the way, can also replace windows. There's a whole load of things you can do. But that depends on the designer, and that depends on the senior management if they think that's important. Quite a lot of them don't think that way. They don't think, well, this is a high-pressure environment. Let's try to create a kind of well-being culture inside it. Let's find designers who are au fait with the latest ways of not only bringing nature into the work environment, but designing desks and the space between them and the whole interior in such a way that people feel more relaxed in what inevitably is a high-pressure, open-plan office.
And is there something, say, an individual manager in charge of a group that's on an area of a floor, say, that they're not going to be able to hire an architect and change things, but are there things they can do at the grassroots level that maybe don't cost that much, that won't harm the building in some way, but can help a particular work group be more productive?
Well, what they can do, what is important, I'm an organizational psychologist, so what they can do is engage their subordinates, their staff, with making a decision about what they can do. In other words, managers don't, you know, have all the kind of nous and expertise to be able to decide what a design should be. But what I would do if I was in a work environment, I was in a manager role, I'd say to all my staff, I'd say, let's sit around and talk about it. What can we do in this environment to make it a more pleasant place to be? And you can come up with all sorts of weird and wonderful ideas. I know there's a big advertising stroke PR firm in the UK who did that. And what they ended up saying was, we need one room in this place, which is a chill room. So, you know, big aquarium, lower the lights a bit for when we need to kind of chill out and do some reflective time thinking about the product or service we're going to offer or whatever. And then we need another stimulation room when we're trying to generate ideas for advertising campaigns and the like, where we have a lot of stimuli hitting us. And they designed it that way. And then they had the normal open plan. So when they needed to kind of chill, they went into one room. When they needed to stimulate, they went into another room. And that came from the employees themselves.
We're speaking with Sir Cary Cooper. He's professor of organizational psychology and health at the Manchester Business School at the University of Manchester in England. And so earlier you said there's lots of things you can do. My first thought is, you know, potted ferns, but there's got to be more than that.
Well, I mean, we do need to bring vegetation inside, no question about it. And that can be, you can do that. You can have certain kind of carpeting. You can paint the walls in a certain way. The most important thing, I think, about doing all this is not just finding a good designer who can come up with ideas, but where that designer gets his or her brief from the employees themselves. You ask employees, and they'll come up with all sorts of interesting ways of improving it. The distribution of the desks, there's a whole load of things you can do. But every office is different, and every group of employees' needs are different. So you need to engage them in the process of finding solutions to the problem.
What about lighting? That seems to be a big factor in how people feel about where they're sitting and working.
Absolutely. Lighting is kind of critical, too. Sometimes they want it brighter, sometimes they want it less bright. And the example I gave earlier of that company that created a heavy light room, a lot of stimulation, a walled computers, etc. And the other room, the light was dimmed. It had you could hear the bubbling of a huge aquarium in there and fish swimming around and everything else for people to kind of chill out and just get some reflective time in. So I think lighting is just a part of the thing. And of course, natural light is the best thing you can get. As much natural light as possible. That seems to go across cultures.
What about sound and noise? Are there things that can be done to mitigate the general, I guess you'd call it, din that can happen in large open area spaces?
Yeah, designers have coped with that one dead easy. I mean, I don't think that's a really complicated number. By the way, some environments want the stimulation. So if you go into a newspaper office, right? A lot of journalists like the buzz. That stimulates them in the writing of the story. They like buzzing people around them who are also talking and being active, and that's quite good. In other environments, that is a big distraction. And, you know, you can design kind of insulated things to temper conversations. You can even have sectioning off of parts of an open plan office with insulated boards and stuff. There are ways of doing this. But again, it depends on if you're looking, for example, at the stock market, or you're looking at any kind of trading room that you get, the traders love the stimulation. They love the noise. But you go into an accounting office where they're doing auditing work or tax work. That's the last thing in the world they want. But you have to ask them, and then you have to get a designer who can say, yeah, look, this is what we can do to kind of mitigate the problems of noise in this place.
And is there any research showing that these techniques, these biophilic ideas, actually improve productivity or somehow help the work environment?
Yeah, there is. I mean, we just carried out some work on with Open Spaces, and there's a lot, Interface, which is a company that's concerned about this kind of thing, and we found that there's a lot of evidence now that they have a positive effect. I mean, they go with other things as well. It's creating a kind of less stressful work environment, so people feel less frenetic, but that also goes along with, you know, good management and managing people properly, because well-being is about managers managing people by praise and reward, not by fault finding. It's about not working excessively long hours. It's about, you know, valuing people and trusting them and giving them some autonomy at work. But it's the physical environment they're operating in. And there's a lot of work on what the physical environment of offices does in the field of well-being. And my wife and I have recently done a book called Well-Being and the Environment. And that shows all the evidence that it can create the atmosphere so that people are managed better and so on. But it's not the only thing, but it is one of the ingredients.
What's your feeling about lava lamps?
You mean these lamps that turn all sorts of different colors?
Well, they're lamps
where
they
turn red and...
Well, no, there's paraffin in the bottom, and they kind of make blobs that float up and then call...
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. Is that what they're called, lava lamps?
Lava lamps, yeah.
It's like anything else. If you ask a group of employees, they'll come up with weird and wonderful ideas about what would make it a more chilled environment, right?
Yep.
Sometimes it could be lava lamps. It could be lighting that's a bit dimmer. It could be that I don't like these walls, they're too gray, we need some color in here to stimulate me, or green to make it feel more like outside. And it's, you know, they'll come up with all sorts of weird and wonderful ideas. The point is, if individuals own up to how they want their work environment, they'll accept it more and they'll perform better because they've had an input.